John, chapter 14. Don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also into me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places.
Start Dyer commentary. Note on John 14, verse 2. These dwelling places to which Jesus refers are our new glorified bodies, not mansions. Paul explains this truth at length in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 4, and Dyer commentary.
If it were not so, I would have told you, but I go to prepare a place for you. And since I am going to prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will receive you to myself, so that where I am, you may be there also. You know where I am going, and you know the way. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the manifestation of the Father's life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had recognized me, you would have come to know my Father also. From now on, you know him, and you have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and that would be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so much time, and you still don't recognize me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words which I say to you don't originate with myself, but with the Father who lives in me. He is the one doing his work through me. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if not, at least believe me because of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes into me, the works that I do, he will do also, and he will do even greater works than these, because I go to the Father. And whatever you will ask, being in my name, being in me, I will do so, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you will ask anything, being in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will do what I lead you to do. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, so that he may be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. For it doesn't perceive him or know him, but you know him. For he lives with you, and will be inside of you. I will not leave you alone, as orphans. I am coming to you in the Holy Spirit. In just a short time, the world won't see me anymore, but you will perceive me. Because I have the Father's life, you will have this life also. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who holds unto my precepts and carefully observes them, he is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and will reveal myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it going to happen that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will do what I say. Therefore my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling place with him. Anyone who doesn't do what I say doesn't love me. Furthermore, the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. I have said these things to you while still living with you, but the Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I don't give peace in the way the world gives. Don't let your heart be disturbed or be fearful. You heard how I said to you, I am going away, yet I am coming to you in the Holy Spirit. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I said, I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the prince of the world is coming, yet he has nothing in me. He has no ground or hold inside of me. But so that the world may know that I love the Father, I will now carry out what the Father has commanded me to do. Arise, let us go from here. This is the end of John, chapter 14.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.